I'm Davut Cumbeş, ex-lecturer, professor of Kabul University. I studied in Russia, journalism in workforce in different countries. Now you can ask your questions.
Yeah, thank you very much. My first question is, what's the truth in journalism?
This is a very important question, I would say, because the reputation and the value of journalism depend on it, because the people for whom we prepare reports or who are our audience, listeners, viewers, or contributors on our websites, they expect us to tell them the truth, not only to give them facts like names, dates of birth, city name, country name, and other things correct. But they also want us to represent the opinion of those who are expressing them exactly in the way they are expressed, because it can be manipulated, it can be taken out of context. So. Context, and it could be misrepresented. If anyone tries to do this, they will damage their reputation. So the fact, in the journalist world, the truth is essential, and it is a bit different from the accuracy, because you could be accurate to give a story, but you could give accurately an untruth story. So there must be a differentiation between accuracy and truth.
What about in some cases, emotionally, journalists become biased in some cases?
Oh, this is also a thing which, I mean, we are all human beings, and journalists is part of human society. They can be affected by different factors. They can be emotionally associated with facts, stories, and events. But that does not mean that they must be involved by any means in the story to make it favorable for their point of view or for their position. They must be outside it and must be able to give everything as they happen and as people expect them. Because this is not only our job, this is because for our reputation, the audience respects the media, the journalists who are giving them the true story, the stories which can be independently checked and proved. So if they realize that you, as a journalist, give them something wrong or try to sell them a story which is not true and saying that this is the truth, then you will damage your reputation and they will not turn and attune to you. So this is why you must not be emotionally associated with any stories. You must be you must keep yourself outside the story.
Thank you very much. And how can a journalist, being able to stand on the fact, stand on the truth all the time by keeping their impartiality and accuracy?
I mean, this is difficult because the concept of truth is something which, in a philosophical term, it can something as is true as it is known at the moment. But when new facts and new evidence unearth, everything can change and the truth can change. But it does not mean that you wait for that moment to arrive. You will give the facts that are available to you at the moment and represent them. When new evidence appears, you can add. But if you make a mistake, which is natural, mostly journalists try to hide it. But the best journalism practice is to say that we got it wrong, and if necessary, you have to say we are sorry, and then correct it immediately. Especially if you're involved in online journalism, because the story is there in writing and it's there for a very long time.
And at the end, what's your recommendation for young journalists?
I mean, I can give you a list of recommendations, but the first thing is that you have to decide with yourself why I have chosen this profession. Am I the person to dedicate my time, my life to this? And this is public service, I would say.
Yes.
And to be involved in this, it needs day and night. It needs some time to sacrifice your family life and your sleepless nights. So I think the first thing is to decide whether this is the right profession for myself or not. Secondly, when you go to this sphere, this profession, you have an unwritten commitment to the society, to your audience, that I will serve you to the best of my knowledge in the right way, and I'll bring you the facts, the figures and events that you either don't have access to or don't have time to get it, or you don't want to be involved in it. I'm the person with the abilities, with accessibility, and with professional skills to bring it to you. But I will do it in the right, full way, and I won't try to miss it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You. All the best.